Boys and girls and kids of all ages, let's gather on the corner for Kids Corner. Linda Nelson will bring us a story this morning.
Good morning. I'm so glad you're all here. I'm not sure if the nursery has joined us yet, but we'll go ahead and get started and hope they can make it with us. What do I have here? An apple? Okay, I cut this apple up just before church this morning. What's inside an apple? Seeds. Okay. Can you count the number of seeds that was in that apple? There were six seeds in that apple. You know, I can count the seeds in an apple, but God alone can count the apples that are going to be in one seed. Have you ever thought about that? It's not something you think about every day, is it? But it kind of puts us in perspective sometimes. Sometimes we get really, really comfortable in life, don't we? We get so comfortable that we forget where our blessings come from sometimes. And we always need to be reminded, who is it that gives us the blessings in our life? Provides for what we need in our life? God. That's right. So sometimes we think we're responsible for everything, but we're not. And then sometimes tough times come along, and we can get fearful. If we listen to the news a lot right now, we know we've got some real problems. We've got some tough economic times. We've got high gas prices. But, you know, we need to keep our focus on God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Who is really in control in our world? God is in control. And I have a book here by a Christian pastor that helps me and has helped me a lot in my life, in tough times or in good times, gives us lots of scripture and reminds us that God is really in control. And we need to keep our focus on God, not what we can do or not what the problem is. If we dwell on the problem, then we totally lose sight of what God wants to do in our lives. Remember, God alone can count the apples in one seed. Have you memorized Bible verses in Sunday school? Have some of you memorized Bible verses? That's really good, because it's really good to keep those in your heart. Yes?
We're going to Bible church.
Are you? Good. Good. Okay, so we encourage you to have an anchor verse. I carry an anchor verse with me, and sometimes I have to get it out and be reminded of what it says. It's from John 16:33, and it says, "These things I have spoken to you," and it's the words of Jesus. "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And today for our prayer, if you all will please bow your head, Deanna's going to sing a chorus for us, and this is going to be our closing prayer, okay? So let's all bow.